come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years, to join hands and thank the Creator now when Thanksgiving is due. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.
Welcome back, a little Johnny Cass. Thanksgiving prayer. Yeah, I'm old. I like the old stuff. I like to send that song out to my queen who sent in that pumpkin pie this morning.
Oh, great pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend to each and every one of you. I sincerely hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving with their family. Great food. And if you go to Facebook, you'll see that we had no shortage of food, right, Chris? Oh, my gosh. Great time, great time. You know, we talked about deer hunting, but one of the most important things for me for deer hunting is deer camp. Deer camp, turkey camp, the camps. The cooking, the food, the camaraderie,
the
fellowship, the great times. Things you make memories you never forget. And all of that to me is much more important than the actual hunting part of it. And I had a group of guys many years ago, and I thought about it this morning coming in. I remember a camp of guys that came down on Johnson Mountain, and if a guy tried to leave camp to go hunt, they'd tackle him and drag him back, because all they did was cook, and they cooked nonstop every day, and it was so funny because the guy said, I'm going to turkey hunt this morning, and they'd tackle him and drag him back. It was hilarious. You know, finally they did a little turkey hunting, but their whole deal was that camp. They came down from Jefferson City, Missouri, to Iron County on Johnson Mountain and had a camp every year, and the most important thing was they cooked chickens. It looked like a restaurant in the woods. They had so many grills and things they would cook with. But that's a great time. And my deer camp was with my brother and with family. And the food and the time there in the camp, to me, was just as good as the time I spent out in the woods.
The pictures that you had of real camps. You know, here's tent camping.
Yeah.
And the times you told me you slept underneath your old Jeep.
Yeah, I used to sleep under my Jeep. That was a nut job back in those days. I'd drive off. I had a beautiful little girl who wanted to go out with me, and I left her standing on a parking lot because I was in my Jeep because I was going to Johnson Mountain to sleep under my Jeep. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
But that's something you continue to share, you know, and sharing that with the youth, it's not about...
Oh, the kids are awesome, aren't they?
Your friend that did a rant this week, Roger, did you see the rant he did about...
Roger Ragland?
Yeah.
My buddy Roger? Yeah.
About the taking the soldiers.
Yeah, I sent him a little note. He needs to put on a little makeup that early in the morning when he's going to get a camera like that.
But it was just one of those things. It's not about the size. We've gotten this bass fishing mentality.
When I was a kid, there was never brought up how many inches an antler was or will be or could be. And this let them walk. And what I don't like, I don't want to get into all that because we're having a great holiday weekend. But these people get on Facebook and tell me I should make up, let them. Don't tell me how I'm going to deer hunt, how to deer hunt. I don't tell you. If you want to let deer walk, let them walk. But don't tell me and other people on Facebook, you should let them walk. If you down in the Ozarks, you let a buck walk. Yeah. Boom. Next farm. Done. I mean, okay. That's fine. If you have that type, that's fine, if that's what you want to do, but don't tell other people how to hunt and how they should hunt and what they should hunt with. And if you hunt with a bow, you're a badder dude than the guy that hunts with a gun. It's ridiculous. It's silly. There's more gun hunters than there is any other hunter. They do more for the resource than any other hunter. They put more money into the economy than any other hunter. And they should be able to enjoy the resource just as much as a bow hunter as anybody else.
Or like I'm looking to get a crossbow because I want to expand that season. But you
need
right.
A bazooka is what you need. Yeah, NBC reports November. I got the firearm harvest here.
Our Missouri November firearms deer harvest ends with 199,427 deer. Top counties: Franklin County with 4,021 deer checked, Howell County with 3,858, and Callaway with 3,695. So Howell County, the Missouri Ozarks, moved back up into the top three. On the opening weekend, it was all northern counties. This was a near record, 199,427 deer, during the November portion of fall firearms deer season. That was November 10th through the 20th. Of the 199,427 deer harvested, 102,930 were antlered bucks, 19,924 were button bucks, and 76,573 were does. Last year, 2017 season, hunters checked in 192,797. So we took more deer this year. The most recent record season was 2012 with 204,668 deer taken, including 87,368 bucks, antlered bucks, 27,143 button bucks, and 90,157 does. For current ongoing preliminary harvest totals by season, county, and type of deer, visit the MDC website. Just Google them. There's too many letters from here to say. Archery deer season opens again November 21st through January 15th. 2019. Antlerless portion runs November 30th through December 2nd. And the alternative method that we talk a lot about on this show, which is muzzleloader, black powder, is December 22 through January 1. For more information on deer hunting in Missouri, see MDC's 2018 Fall and Deer Turkey Hunting Regulations Information Booklet, available where permits are sold. And there's your deer numbers.
That is a lot of backstrap. That is a lot of summer sausage. I know my good friend John Cartwright down at Zimmerman's Meat Market. Oh my gosh, where they covered up, man! They had a record amount of deer again this year. You remember something when you're trying to kill a doe? Look for a long nose. Little sharp noses are button bucks and baby deers, Joel Shipman deers, tinies.
We love you, Joel.
Shoot the long nose does. They're easy to distinguish from the little deer. As the November firearms portion creeps one day earlier each year, tens of cottons coincide more with the deer rut, resulting in higher deer harvest. And there's a lot of people out there opposed to the gun hunters hunting during the rut. And I come on, you know, let's not get into it. If you remember when we did the big media hunts and have 20 outdoor riders in, nobody got a bullet in anything until they were set and ready to hunt. Nobody walks in. Nobody gets any ammunition. You just don't do that. Don't have loaded guns in the truck. Don't climb a tree with a loaded gun. Don't have loaded guns in camp. I spoke at some of the hunter safety programs, and I did one in Iowa, and I did one in North Missouri, and different places. And those agents would come in and share stories with you. And they had a story. And just think about this: this guy, they're doing a deer drive, and he ran in to climb up in a tree, and he had nails in the tree to climb up on. In the old days, they used to put big nails in the tree to climb up to a board they nailed, and you need to stay out of them. A lot of people. What's not in this report is how many people fell out of tree stands this year. There was a lot of injuries, more than past years that fell out of trees. Anyway, this guy had a BAR, Browning Automatic, 30-06. He had the safety off running with it because he was trying to see the deer, so he decided to get up in this tree. So he went to climb up, and he took his gun and raised it over his head and hung the trigger guard over a nail. And when he let go of the gun, the weight of the gun set it off. The gun fired, and when it did, the recoil emptied the gun into him, and that's how they found him. People just don't think. But I, you know, as I sat in my blind in my chair, you've seen the super blind we hunted out of, we shot television, we got steps up to it. It's an old man's stand, you know, but it's roomy. I mean, you could have a square dance in there, and we have our coffee, our Thomas coffee in there, and our food and our stuff and chairs, and it's a big, you need two people to watch because the deer can come from anywhere in that particular, but that's comfortable, and you're not going to fall out. And we continue to say, wear those safety harnesses. We say that all the time on the show. But, you know, hunt on the ground. I got an Outdoor Life. If you go to my Facebook page, I got an Outdoor Life cover from 1916 with a turkey hunter wearing brown and a felt hat and regular pants. And also there's some pictures of the old-time deer camps. Everybody wore plaid, checkered plaid, or bib overalls and brown, you know, they used to call them blue jean jumper jackets, too, they'd wear. Nobody wore camouflage back then. But they all hunted on the ground. When I grew up hunting, we hunted on the ground. Missouri offers some of the best deer hunting in the country, and deer hunting is an important part of the Missouri's lives and family traditions. So true. Deer hunting is also an important economic driver in Missouri and gives a $1 billion annual boost to the state and local economies. And there's the bottom line right there.
That's it, money.
That's incredible. And that's what the gun hunters contribute every year.
There's a lot of smaller towns without
gun deer season.
They would go out of business.
The restaurants, motels, the gas stations. I certainly miss the check stations. So remember how much fun the check stations used to be? Wow, that was great.
I still remember seeing this one little Ford Fiesta with these three guys that were bigger than me get out, and they had their deer on top of this. And it was like, it doesn't matter.
Where are you going with this?
That's the check stations. That was part of the fun, the burn barrel.
But that's your information on our deer. It was a great deer season. Overall, the experience, the kids on Facebook smiling with deer. This yesterday started youth season for this weekend again, you know, for the kids. And there's some great pictures. And other states have youth season. But the kids during the firearms Missouri gun season that are on Facebook with their grandmas and their grandpas and their uncles and their dads is priceless, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then people attack them. I don't get that.
This is our holiday weekend Thanksgiving show.
What
no
a
pressure.
Great weekend.
We have nothing. We have no schedule. We didn't decide to do anything. We're just going to get on here and talk. And what's wrong with your dog, Vogler?
She wants me to pet her. She's just over here just wanting
She wants
me to
more
pet
of that peach crumb. She shouldn't have that. She's going to be on a sugar rush.
Real quick, one of the cool things that happened.
Well, let's go to put your mic over there and let me hear what she's got to say. What's that, Peanut? Okay. All right. All right, that's enough.
He makes me laugh.
We got a lot of commercials to play, so let's take a break.
Yes.
You going to interrupt me again?
No.
Yeah. I told you we were just going to lay back and talk, didn't I?
Yeah.
You didn't believe me, did you?
This is very comfortable.
When it's brown, it's
very
down.
Comfortable.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. We'll
great
be back
turkeys.
After these special messages.
Just to meet a tender little doe just can't be beat. Lord knows I'm a hungry man and I'm gonna eat if he's brown. He's